You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization is warning England shouldn't ease further COVID-19 restrictions until its contact tracing scheme is fully effective. From today, shops are reopening in the United Kingdom after 3 months of shutdown, but customers must maintain social distancing. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is confident that people will be safe.
As we get the numbers down, so, you know, it becomes one in 1,000, one in 1,600, maybe even fewer, your chances of being, you know, 2 metres or 1 metre or even, you know, 25, a foot away from somebody who has the virus are obviously going down statistically. So you start to build some more margin for manoeuvre, and we'll be looking at that, and we'll be keeping it under constant review as we go forward to the next step in our plan, which is, as you know, July the 4th. And so we'll be keeping it under review for July the 4th.
Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says she's confident the country will move into phase two of social restrictions on Thursday. Scotland's been far more cautious than England in terms of easing restrictions. Ms Sturgeon says the new phase relies on the public following health guidance, such as staying at home more and seeing people less.
As things stand right now, I remain optimistic that on Thursday, while we might not be able to do absolutely everything we hope to do in phase two, we will nevertheless be able to enter that next phase and announce some further important steps on our journey back to normality.
In France, President Emmanuel Macron has announced France is fully reopening its economy, including all restaurants, to accelerate the country's recovery after the coronavirus crisis. President Macron says from June the 22nd, all nursery schools, primary schools and junior high schools will reopen, and France is reopening its borders with other European countries, with visitors from other continents allowed from July the 1st.
À partir de demain, nous allons pouvoir...
Starting tomorrow, we will be able to turn the page of the first act of the crisis that we just have been through. As soon as tomorrow, the whole territory, with the exception of French Guiana and the island of Mayotte where the virus is still circulating, will be classed as a green zone, which will allow a stronger resumption of work and the reopening of cafes and restaurants in the Paris region.
And further afield in Europe, after 3 months of coronavirus-imposed lockdowns, a number of countries are reopening their borders. Some countries are allowing travel from the EU, Britain and the Schengen travel area, which includes Switzerland. From next Sunday, Spain will permit European travellers, but the border with Portugal will remain closed for non-essential crossings until July the 1st. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says their strategy is being tested in the Balearic Islands.
Hemos puesto en marcha ya un proyecto piloto que implicará la llegada.
We have begun a pilot project that will bring this week 10,900 German tourists to the Balearic Islands, an initiative in which we will check all the security measures which are set to be in place throughout this tourism season. I insist this will be a pilot from which we will learn a great deal. There's a lot to learn in the coming months. We want for our country not only to be recognized for the quality of its tourism, we have the numbers for that, but also to be recognized as a tourism destination for its security, not only on its streets but also from a health perspective.
Lógicamente en las calles, pero también de seguridad sanitaria.
In Nepal, around 200 protesters gathered in Kathmandu to protest against the government's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. Protesters held banners reading "Enough is enough" and demanding more testing and condemning alleged corruption by officials in the purchase of equipment and testing kits. In China, a Beijing district has put itself on a wartime footing, and the capital has banned tourism and sports events after a cluster of novel coronavirus infections centered around a major wholesale market sparked fears of a new wave of COVID-19. This resident expressed the concerns of many.
I have heard about this. Right now, this news is everywhere on our phones. It feels like all of our plans have once again, suddenly, been messed up. I feel helpless, but there's nothing one can do. Our plans in life can never keep pace with changes happening around us.
Officials say 45 people out of 517 tested with throat swabs at the market in the city's southwestern Fengtai district had tested positive for the coronavirus. The outbreak underlines how, even in countries which have been successful in curbing the spread of the virus, clusters can sometimes easily arise. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.